Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this hump day Wednesday. Recently, LeBron James appeared on the Mind of the Game podcast, and this is what he had to say.
I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport and why it's the A-all, be-all of everything. You sit here and you tell me, you know, Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, you know, are f***ing wasn't unbelievable. Like, oh, they can't be talked about or discussed with these guys because this guy won one ring or won two rings or won. Like, it's just weird to me. It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady or Mahomes because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in a sport.
Right.
Or telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time, or he can't be in the room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things, you know? I don't know. I don't know. Did Barry Bonds win a World Series? Barry Bonds never won a World Series. So. And you can't sit here and tell me that he's not the greatest baseball player to ever touch a bat. I mean, Jerry West, I think, went to like 9 straight NBA finals.
And, the logo.
And was only able to win one. And he's the logo of our league.
Yeah.
So you can't sit here and tell me that, okay, well, because he only won one, the guy can't be in the same room with the guy who won 2 or 3 or 4. Like, why not?
He can't.
Well, I don't think he's wrong, but I don't think he can be the guy to say that.
He can't because he's the one that created this culture. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. That was you, LeBron. That wasn't us. You created this culture. And to be honest with you, you're talking about different sports. Football is more of a team. You could get one guy on a basketball team, and it could change your fortune. You get one guy on a football team, if it's a quarterback, yeah, he can help you get there and be a better team, but he doesn't control a game like one guy can control a game in basketball. LeBron James can't be that guy. And on top of that, I don't completely agree with him.
Well,
this is self-preservation. This is because people are saying he's no Michael Jordan. Guess what, LeBron? You're not.
Yeah, and well, here's the other problem I have, and you just brought up the guy. So historically, we were talking about LeBron chasing Jordan, right? Like, those guys get mentioned all the time. Who do you think's better? The younger guys today will tell you how much bigger, stronger, faster the game is. But if you're honestly looking at it, the game is so weak on the defensive side. If Larry Bird played today, he'd average a triple-double every year. But LeBron's got his, you know, his couple of championships here, but he's chasing these guys. And when it comes down to it, he starts to mention all the other guys. Oh, these guys didn't get a championship, and that guy didn't get this. But I got news for you. You're still chasing Tim Duncan, Kobe, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Scottie Pippen, Kareem. I don't even need to go all the way to the top with Bill Russell, but like, yeah, those guys have championships and you didn't get to that level. And then now it's almost like, why are we focused on that? You could be the best without. He makes it seem like he's trying to pick up the guys that didn't win. And I don't feel that way. Like, all
self-preservation.
Yes. All the things with LeBron, and I think people beat him up for too much. This is one he should be beat up for.
And if championships didn't mean anything, then why did he run to Miami? Why did he run back to Cleveland?
Why did he beg them to trade for AD?
If championships didn't mean anything, why did he orchestrate all those moves?
Yeah, and why did he do exactly what you talked about? Not one, but he goes, you know, the list of championships. I mean, if it's that important, then why are you stressing it so much? Obviously, you created this, or at least that's the, you know, the yardstick you measure things by. And then you go out and say, well, nobody, you know, you shouldn't do that. But I, so,
I just, it's frustrating. Again, going back to it with LeBron, he's one of the greatest players to ever play, but I think this is his flaw, is that he hears all the stuff that's going on. He tries to put himself in things that I don't think he knows enough about. But this is one where it's like, I think when people are comparing, like, well, you never look, Jordan never lost the finals. Jordan didn't do this. And I think he's heard that so much. And it's like, it shouldn't all be about championships. And then he picks up the little guys that didn't win. Like, talking about Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds has 7 MVPs.
Yeah, stop it.
You know, and we're talking about a team sport, which makes it difficult. But exactly. The honest to God factor is, basketball is the one sport of all of those team sports that one individual can carry that effing
exactly.
team.
Exactly. That was my point from the beginning. And by the way, you know, you say what you want about LeBron, but Michael Jordan never did squat in the NBA Game 7 final. He never did squat. He never even showed up. You know why? Because he was never in one. That's why.
Yeah, because
he was never in a Game 7 right. NBA final.
You know why? Because that sorry son of a bitch passed the ball to John Paxson in Game 6 against the Suns, and he did the same thing with Steve Kerr later on against the damn Jazz. Shoot the ball, Mike.
He didn't want the shot. Is that what we're going with this one right now?
Scared to take the shot.
Didn't Kerr get the winning shot?
Yes. Well, I'm a big Barkley fan, so right. If we go back to 92-93, yeah. And I'm watching him, and he's getting ready to shoot, and he passes the ball to Paxson, and I went, what? Why'd he do that? Oh, no, he's wide open. No! You can't lose this way, Paxson! Are you kidding me?
That was practice. That's exactly how Paxson shoots it in practice.
No, push off Paxson and Russell.
Paxson had an empty gym, no one in there. The ball's echoing when you hear it bounce, and he shot the ball. That's what that was. He gave him the shot that he practiced probably a gazillion times before the start of the game.
I think that's the first time I cried at a sporting event, or about a sporting event, as a kid, when Barkley didn't get his championship. They were the best team in basketball that year, and it just shows you, it doesn't matter when you're facing Mike. That guy was, he was a damn savage.
Yeah, he was. Absolutely was. And we don't say that. I'm sorry. Okay, Michael Jordan was the number one savage who in our lifetime. Who's mm-hmm. the number two savage?
Kobe.
Exactly. It's still not still not LeBron.
Hey, I'm
still not LeBron.
Can I say something?
And you hated Kobe.
Might not be the number one savage, but I don't know, because like Kobe ran through his teammates' chest to showcase you know, the Olympic Games. He ran through Paul Gasol's chest on purpose. Michael made up a story about some kid said something about him and went off and dropped 60 on his ass. Like, remember when you talked about me? I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
By the way, let me throw this out there, because we get accused of being soft on people, on people all the time. These guys either create or go on podcasts of people who are their friends so they never get called out.
Yeah,
that's what they do. They avoid us, and they go on these podcasts, either podcasts that they either created or their buddies who they're probably paying for and bankrolling their podcast just so they won't get called out. Because there ain't nowhere in the world LeBron James would have come on here without one of us saying, well, wait a minute, LeBron.
Yeah, I didn't know this, but Joe just told me that's his podcast, Mind the Game. But still, like, you're creating a platform for you to talk.
Exactly. So no, don't call us out for being, as you all, some of you say, soft on people. If we were so soft, then why these guys create their own podcast? Because they don't want to be asked questions. That's why.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.